Loma Sakangia and One Fine Night, translated by I.B. Horner. Thus have I heard. Now at that time the venerable Loma Sakangia was staying among the Sakyans near Kapilawatu in Ngodra's park. Then, when the night was far spent, the Dewa Kandana, illumining with his radiant beauty the whole of Ngodra's park, approached the venerable Loma Sakangia, and having approached, he stood at one side. As he was standing at one side, the Dewa Kandana spoke thus to the venerable Loma Sakangia. Do you, monk, remember the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? I, friend, do not remember the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious. But do you, friend, remember the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? I, too, monk, do not remember either the exposition or the analysis of the auspicious. But do you, monk, remember the verses of the auspicious? I, friend, do not remember the verses of the auspicious. But do you, friend, remember the verses of the auspicious? I, monk, remember the verses of the auspicious. But how is it that you, friend, remember the verses of the auspicious? At this one time, monk, the Lord was staying among the Dewas of the 33 at the root of the coral tree on the ornamental stone. While he was there, the Lord spoke the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious to the Dewas of the 33. The past should not be followed after, the future not desired. What is past is got rid of, and the future has not come. But whoever has eye now here, now there, of a present thing, knowing that it is immovable, unshakable, let him cultivate it. Swelter at the task this very day. Who knows whether he will die tomorrow? There is no bargaining with the great hosts of death. Thus abiding ardently, unwearied, day and night, he indeed is auspicious called, described as a sage at peace. Thus it is that I, monk, remember the verses of the auspicious. Do you, monk, learn the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? Do you, monk, master the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? Do you, monk, remember the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? The exposition and the analysis of the auspicious, monk, are connected with the goal. They are fundamental to the Brahma fairing. Thus spoke the Dewa Kandana. Having said this, he disappeared then and there. Then the venerable Loma Sakangia, towards the end of that night, having packed away his lodging, set out on tour for Sarvati, taking his bowl and robe. Walking on tour, he gradually approached Sarvati, the Jeta Grove, Anathapindika's monastery, and the Lord. Having approached and greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, the venerable Loma Sakangia spoke thus to the Lord. At this one time, revered sir, I was staying among the Sakyans near Kapilawatu in Ngodra's park. Then, revered sir, when the night was far spent, a certain Dewa, illumining with his radiant beauty the whole of Ngodra's park, approached me, and having approached, he stood at one side. As he was standing at one side, bespoke thus, Do you, monk, remember the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? I, friend, do not remember the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious. But do you, friend, remember the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? I, too, monk, do not remember either the exposition or the analysis of the auspicious. But do you, monk, remember the verses of the auspicious? I, friend, do not remember the verses of the auspicious. But do you, friend, remember the verses of the auspicious? I, monk, remember the verses of the auspicious. But how is it that you, friend, remember the verses of the auspicious? At this one time, monk, the Lord was staying among the Dewas of the 33 at the root of the coral tree on the ornamental stone. While he was there, the Lord spoke the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious to the Dewas of the 33. The past should not be followed after, the future not desired. What is past is got rid of, and the future has not come. But whoever has eye, now here, now there, of a present thing, knowing that it is immovable, unshakable, let him cultivate it, swelter at the task this very day. Who knows whether he will die tomorrow? There is no bargaining with the great hosts of death. Thus abiding ardently, unwearied, day and night, he indeed is auspicious called, described as a sage at peace. Thus it is that I, monk, remember the verses of the auspicious. Do you, monk, learn the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? Do you, monk, master the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? Do you, monk, remember the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious? The exposition and the analysis of the auspicious, monk, are connected with the goal. They are fundamental to the Brahma fairing. Thus spoke the Deva. Having said this, he disappeared then and there. It were good, revered sir, if the Lord were to teach me the exposition and the analysis of the auspicious. But do you, monk, know this Deva? I, revered sir, do not know that Deva. This Deva, monk, is called Kandana. The Deva Kandana, monk, having applied himself, having attended and having concentrated all his mind, listened to Dhamma with ready ears. Well then, do you, monk, listen, attend carefully, and I will speak. Yes, revered sir, the venerable Loma Sakangiya answered the Lord in assent. The Lord spoke thus. The past should not be followed after, the future not desired. What is past is got rid of, and the future has not come. But whoever has vision now here, now there, of a present thing, knowing that it is immovable, unshakable, let him cultivate it. Swelter at the task this very day, who knows whether he will die tomorrow? There is no bargaining with the great hosts of death, thus abiding ardently, unwearied, day and night. He indeed is auspicious called, described as a sage at peace. And how, monk, does one follow after the past? He thinks, such was my material shape in the distant past, and finds delight therein. He thinks, such was my feeling in the distant past, and finds delight therein. He thinks, such was my perception in the distant past, and finds delight therein. He thinks, such were my habitual tendencies in the distant past, and finds delight therein. He thinks, such was my consciousness in the distant past, and finds delight therein. Even so, monk, does one follow after the past. And how, monk, does one not follow after the past? He thinks, such was my material shape in the distant past, but does not find delight therein. He thinks, such was my feeling in the distant past, but does not find delight therein. He thinks, such was my perception in the distant past, but does not find delight therein. He thinks, such were my habitual tendencies in the distant past, but does not find delight therein. He thinks, such was my consciousness in the distant past, but does not find delight therein. Even so, monk, does one not follow after the past? And how, monk, does one desire the future? He thinks, may my material shape be thus in the distant future, and finds delight therein. He thinks, may my feeling be thus in the distant future, and finds delight therein. He thinks, may my perception be thus in the distant future, and finds delight therein. He thinks, may my habitual tendencies be thus in the distant future, and finds delight therein. He thinks, may my consciousness be thus in the distant future, and finds delight therein. Even so, monk, does one desire the future. And how, monk, does one not desire the future? He thinks, may my material shape be thus in the distant future, but does not find delight therein. He thinks, may my feeling be thus in the distant future, but does not find delight therein. He thinks, may my perception be thus in the distant future, but does not find delight therein. He thinks, may my habitual tendencies be thus in the distant future, but does not find delight therein. He thinks, may my consciousness be thus in the distant future, but does not find delight therein. Even so, monk, does one not desire the future. And how, monk, is one drawn away among present things? As to this, monks, an uninstructed ordinary person, taking no account of the pure ones, unskilled in the Dhamma of the pure ones, untrained in the Dhamma of the pure ones, taking no account of the true men, unskilled in the Dhamma of the true men, untrained in the Dhamma of the true men, regards material shape as self, or self as having material shape, or material shape as in self, or self as in material shape. Or he regards feeling as self, or self as having feeling, or feeling as in self, or self as in feeling. Or he regards perception as self, or self as having perception, or perception as in self, or self as in perception. Or he regards the habitual tendencies as self, or self as having habitual tendencies, or habitual tendencies as in self, or self as in habitual tendencies. Or he regards consciousness as self, or self as having consciousness, or consciousness as in self, or self as in consciousness. Even so, monk, is one drawn away among present things. And how, monk, is one not drawn away among present things? As to this, monk, an instructed disciple of the pure ones, taking count of the pure ones, skilled in the Dhamma of the pure ones, trained in the Dhamma of the pure ones, taking count of the true men, skilled in the Dhamma of the true men, trained in the Dhamma of the true men, does not regard material shape as self, or self as having material shape, or material shape as in self, or self as in material shape. And he does not regard feeling as self, or self as having feeling, or feeling as in self, or self as in feeling. And he does not regard perception as self, or self as having perception, or perception as in self, or self as in perception. And he does not regard the habitual tendencies as self, or self as having the habitual tendencies, or the habitual tendencies as in self, or self as in the habitual tendencies. And he does not regard consciousness as self, or self as having consciousness, or consciousness as in self, or self as in consciousness. Even so, monk, is one not drawn away among present things. The past should not be followed after, the future not desired. What is past is got rid of, and the future has not come. But whoever has vision, now here, now there, of a present thing, knowing that it is immovable, unshakable, let him cultivate it. Swelter at the task this very day, who knows whether he will die tomorrow? There is no bargaining with the great hosts of death. Thus abiding ardently, unwearied, day and night, he indeed is auspicious called, described as a sage at peace. Thus spoke the Lord. Delighted, the venerable Loma Sakangya rejoiced in what the Lord had said.